Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brim. Praise the Lord. Just wonderful to hear your voices. And I'll start with some announcements. I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. And I have something I want to share with you from the book, 18 Days in Heaven. Gabe Perot went to heaven, young man, after a skating board accident. Happened a few years back. Hannah interviewed him, but they actually interviewed him on Fox News. And I think this is because Jesus is getting everyone prepared to know that there's a heaven to gain. I just want to share one chapter in that, and I want to apologize for any streaming problems that we've had, trusting that they're better today, trusting that we'll be all right at billybrim.org. Or Facebook or on YouTube. I will be at Prayer Mountain noon Central Time. Congratulations, WWPs. You have sent 597 campers to see David when they come to Branson in July for Champions for Christ. That means we have only 203 left to go. I know I talked to Candace this week, and she's going to contact all of you and tell you how thankful that they are. They really couldn't let the young people do this. They wouldn't want to increase by $75 their camp fee. And so we WWPs have taken it on as our project every year. And we have now sent at $75. If you want to send a camper, it's just $75. And we've got 203 to go. And so you can send that to right away to them. At championsforchrist.org, that's champions, and then number four, Christ. Or you can send it in the mail, 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. That's 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. And, of course, you know, we're thinking about Champions for Christ. This is our country's 250th birthday. And there's a wonderful movie out you've got to see. It's showing somewhere now in your area. It's put on by Sight and Sound. It's made by Sight and Sound. I know these people. It's actually a God thing that he told them to do on George Whitefield through the eyes of Benjamin Franklin. The title, The Great Awakening. Go to your movie theater. Ask everyone to go, your church to go. Our country needs to know about the Great Awakening from which we were born and George Whitefield's part in it. Praise the Lord. Well, third Sunday is this coming Sunday, April 19th, 2026. The Lord said to me, it is time for miracles and healings. Make a place for them. So that's what we're doing out at Prayer Mountain, third Sunday at 3. I will be leading the meeting. Haven't been there for a while, but I will be there and will be leading the meeting. It's a simple meeting. It's not a lot of, hoopla. It's just we're going to go out at Prayer Mountain and wait before the Lord, and we're going to come expecting that there will be a special anointing for miracles and healings, because we're making a place for them. That's 3 o'clock this Sunday out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, 500 Walton Drive, Kirbyville, Missouri. There's a map online. It'd be good for you to take a look at that map. You can put in into your GPS, and that's 500 Walton Drive. And out at Prayer Mountain, just the Friday before, Hannah's going to be having her hearing from heaven. They just wait before the Lord and they pray. This is for praying people. This is for people who want to experience God's presence. They always have the presence of God. So that's a special prayer meeting out at Prayer Mountain, Friday, April 16 at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. We better check with Brother Max. How blessed we were to have him and Quinn with us last Wednesday at Prayer Mountain. But this Wednesday, they're back up in Minnesota. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes. Good morning, sweetie. I'm here. Praise the Lord. We We made it back. It's just been busy, busy, busy. Busy in the kingdom
of God. Well, speaking of Hannah, you're going to have her up there, aren't you?
Yeah. May 17. I'm not looking at the post now.
I think it's 16 and 17.
16, 17, yeah. 16 and 17, Saturday and Sunday. Two services on Saturday and one on Sunday at 10:30. So morning and
now
evening.
Now, that's not just Hannah. You're having Brenda and Hannah, correct?
Brenda and Hannah, that is correct. They will be with us, and we're just going to pray and go over the authority that the Lord gave to us. Whatever on their hearts, we would like to have the Brands here. Brandon is invited. They haven't confirmed the date. He's been a little busy, and we're going to have also Jared come.
Yes.
And we're going to have Miss Billy come to in July 20th. We'll see how that goes. Larry Ellison. Well, there's a lot in the calendar for this year.
Praise the Lord. And you have meetings tomorrow night.
We have meetings tomorrow night in downtown Minneapolis at the Yesuel of Heels at 6:30 p.m. in person or online. Yes, join us. We have been praying. The Lord has been cultivating the ground here in Minneapolis. Folks, revival is happening. And I just want to say, if you have any questions or if you want to talk to our staff, you could always call 763-910-3203. 763.
Could you give that number again?
763-910-3203. And you will be, mainly will be Melissa. You'll be talking to Melissa. She's just a great, great lady that the Lord put her in our ministry. So praise the Lord. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, Brother Max. What a wonderful meeting we had with you here.
Oh, yes.
During that meeting, we were... The lady was there, the first lady that ever the Lord gave us that Holy Ghost, go get them. And she was there telling us that many years ago about how her son called the very next day. And then we've given so many testimonies. Well, last week, then the Lord, after Brother Billy gave his testimony and people gave testimonies, it's when the Lord tells us, when the anointing comes, And he'll have the people stand up and think of one of their loved ones and speak their name. And on the count of three, say, Holy Ghost, go get them. Well, someone was listening last week and taking part online, just like you are. And when we did that at our noon prayer, she had two beloved people to her, very beloved. I think one of them she'd helped bring up from babyhood. And she hadn't had a contact or association with in a long time. And the very next day, they had contacted her. So it's just amazing. And it seems to be the very next day that they will hear, people will hear immediately. So we just praise the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for every, you know, Brother Max.
Yes.
I always see, well, not always, but usually, that on our words from the Lord, there's a theme.
Yeah.
There will be a theme. Change, the war. We noticed that, I think it was February 4th, January 4th, maybe January 4th. Oh, my goodness. It's all about the second coming of the Lord. I went back and went over that. Brenda, my daughter, drew my attention to it. It was so wonderful, so wonderful. And last week, the Lord assured us of answered prayer. Answered prayer. I just appreciate the things he said. I wrote a few of them down here. Here's a statement. When you are with me, I am with you. And you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Church. Be courageous. I am with you. I will never leave you. Do you understand? No more delay. You will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And he gave us 1 John 5:14, my favorite prayer verse. This is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we have the petition we ask of him. He gave us John 16:24. Until now you've asked for nothing in my name. You see, they hadn't used his name before. But now, after his death, burial, and resurrection, ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. Prayer is to be made to the Father in the name of Jesus. And he says, you will receive. And he gave us Psalm 116:1-2. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. Another statement he gave us was, I did tell you how faith works. Call on me, and I will answer you. Nothing's too big for me. Just say it. Try me. I am your true God. Whatever you ask of me, I will answer you. Isn't that why you pray? Then listen and believe my words. How wonderful to have the Creator of everything that is say to me, say to you, just ask me. Nothing's too big for me. Just ask me. And I'll hear you, and you'll have it. Folks, if we take God at his word, what a promise.
What a loving God. It's just overwhelming, Miss Lily. It's just really, reality is God is speaking to us, and he is revealing himself to us. And he is walking us baby steps, and he's encouraging us, and he is, my goodness, there's a lot to say about the prayer call, a lot to say.
Well, I'm telling you, I am inspired to ask big. He told us not too long ago, ask big,
That's
ask
right.
better, ask bold. And so here we are. And, you know, I think we started baby steps all right, but we're growing.
Yeah.
And he's encouraging us, step on out there. Step on out there with your faith. I did tell you, he said, how faith works. Call on me, and I will answer you. Nothing's too big for me. Just say it. Try me. He asked us to try him. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us praise him and let us go before him with our prayer of authority. He told us last week, I've forgotten what it was exactly, but he said, because you prayed, the change. He spoke of the change. Because you prayed. So we're going to pray our prayer of authority right now. This business with Iran, this business with our government being shut down in a way, part of it, it's demonic. So here we're going to have our president and our leaders know what to do. Because we, the WWPs, are a company. And the Lord has said to us, and he called you, the saints in prayer, that we're an instrument in his hand. Oh God, we are yours to command. We are an instrument in your hand. And we know that together we have a corporate authority that is so powerful and so strong. And we're taking that corporate authority and praising you for giving it to us. You gave it to us, Holy Master, Creator of all there is. Heaven and earth and sea and skies and all that in them is. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful. We're so thankful that the revelation of Colossians, Paul wrote, that you have absolutely rescued us, redeemed us, taken us out from the hand and kingdom of darkness, and placed us lovingly into the kingdom of the Son of your love. How wonderful that is. How marvelous that you have said to us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. We can do this because you, Holy Father, are giving us revelation. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, in the knowledge of Jesus. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Mashiach when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body, over all things, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, you raised with him. Actually, you quickened us along with him. You raised us together with him. And you, Holy Father, seated us together with and in him. And there we are seated, the WWPs, right now, at the right hand of the Father in Jesus Christ. The WWPs raise our voice and say, looking down at Satan and his forces, we are over you. You're far beneath our feet. We are placed here by the Lord God Father. And in the name, above every name, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against the President of the United States, against the civil leaders that are doing God's will. In Jesus' name, we put the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their beings. We put the blood of Jesus, and we say in the name of the Lord, they will not hear you. They hear your voice, and another they will not follow. It is written. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus over our spiritual leaders, pastors, churches. You have attacked some of them, but in the name above every name, your attacks will not work. We plead the blood of Jesus and lift up the shield of faith, using the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God against you. In the name above every name, you'll have nothing to do with this prayer call. Absolutely nothing. You're far from it. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. We plead the blood of Jesus over the Derricks that we walk, the paths that we walk. Brother Max and Quinn's path, the path of Yeshua's Love Heals, the path of Billy Brim Ministries in the name of Jesus, and the paths of and the Derricks that you've called every person on this line to. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the WWPs and their families in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe in the name above every name. You have nothing to do with our prayer that we lift right now and ask the Lord God, our Father, to give us tongues of fire, tongues that ronda la mahashka da gomba, iba la donya niqua, ila badonya niqua, magalodobri, magalodobri, boba sandia, makongo la gohuba cabri, ishtiano mokra, mango la hubrakitiando, me kango la gobrakitiana, Oh, somebody could yandele go balakai. Balakayante, 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 fangor, mananye ne qua, ha, baladino. Oh, she barakohoro cobricate cafrande ne coracadino. Melehushai asunangambi. Cafrica digi itch, kianto pra, kakianto, turugumbamba. Porfiano Mika. Modiva a gedele cambro per candratia na coro campino no guaria balle con gamba. Pisianto macchianto macchi. Fridagno me quer a shanto macchi allobra cadagna ne caga. Bubaba latinia, bubala taniero, mamma, cosci galabi caliando. Quebriato, quebriato fracchiano, calicobre delle cobre grigliante da godosca. E già dopo scegliete nel coro coro lo cobri, frattai a nonga all'abbinio. Ma cocore cai addio non gocierie, bala combre bria, danyang de ne combre gale gamba de di combacchia. Iti anoka babi. E vi antosca di balata. Mi sotto le gabbie delle coscienze le combre cate gabbaccia. Oshenyaka, Oshenyaka, Oshenyaka. Ma, Manoki? Manoki valagonga? No, Majite fago. Majite fago nangi, Majito fagi lati. Majiko tongobri kalakalaila. Oh, Sanikaka. Sani kaka, sani kaka, sani kaka. Pebro dignato, papino, no querio, dole compasce, diando. E se dico ho velia noca, e se dico lo gobrivra, cajandia, no coro calicanga, la cabina, cobri calacanga, la godoshka. Mistia toho, shabba. Ishi an dobra kinya na koro kodi kabra kata kabranye ni koro kodabri. Mela toho da ma, mela toho da go baska din chere go doshka. Ile baha fi anyo tebre kanga, mala gobre kade ganga, ala gobre chenye ni koro kodanye ni koro kodabra. Lovri daba, no. It's a maybe. Mango barakati jodo go baba. It's a no baby. Ala baburia makoshene ko baba hale ko garakitia asopamba. Asopanga mege. Endo varatichko. Oh, laladinya, 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 makola gibra, makola gibra. Jeneko brandia. Che belle digna, che le vedigna ma qua, madonna, 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 magno ne ca habi le danie moradisga bajonde meleca, mo, no, biletaya fanga, rosche da ganga, losche de gamba, mea la mania maracobre malacobra. Oh, se vile tu pra ca freni di copra ca le ca vedio do copi di canna. Mi tu vuole pegne di quasce delle copre malite o non gobri che li gambabra di anno non scegli e i sapore ma non gli lingone cammini con cascegne di cala come la caia na copra che le pegne di cora come l'hai. Oh, scegna da copre faccene. Oh, scegna da copre che li cacapra che li congapi. Maschine prehe fegno da cora per le torre pisciaglio. Maschi dei brei, a figna, se tu la cabri non gli orbali, tu bricaia, se ne buffo frai, mango la ghibe le bacio, o balicaia nere o delle potiafa da cumbre. Maschi de bronie ne cobre che de calaila. Che le cahala chino no cobra. Maschi d'ambri cala chiato. Maschi prende bagne. Ma si procura cami da cambri che li guadagni in qua. E poi la da hasciani. Maschi da bracchianto. Ma malita malata è una cambri che li guadagni. Mahatiando la goho shabdana kodashka da brikat kodashka. Meto brakafra. Meto kabaladino no kohoro ko babi tanya ne ko ora tishka tanche. Friñan dobra, friñan dobra, friñan dobra, friñan broki, nanana nanni, nanana kabri, galagongi, ala kabri kadigadashka. Kabri katikanga, ali govredianto, prakatikatshan yandor, atab, rakinyo, nikwata de kodashka. Kobriki di kabrakiana ne nombriki di gadashka dabrika de godonche. Ale macho fretai avada dobri ke fanyo, mashika do djubra. Oh, sami tata, kibala donya. Kobriki di goholi kanga. Ashote me la tai. Kavikali kabra ala gangambi di kodoshka dabri kategadashka dabri kategadansha. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Makombi La Vito Magi Abora Bandanye Nikoromani Mashodolo Kobri Mashanika Pasit Kobre Meledonye Nikwasha de Kobri Kelekangara Kadili Kobra Ifronye Minwa Balado Mahani Nikoka Mahani Nikoka Bia Cribanyo nam alagobre le gambra ganagorianto prakatagodanje barakotome katishka Ishata kohore kabre gya prakadanje digodoshka Freshki de gamba freshki de gamba Borshete le komba Kavrega de go oli, bradevre go donce, de go doska, de brekada do gombre, de gala cabra, kade kandanie. O shibara, taya, mango, mango, mango. Hai, in yako? Melo dubri, bella congara, gadala cobri, kade kadanje, de go doska dabri, kade kongombri, kade go doske, de gala kombaba. Svita njo nukva. Isva to obreke nego brafka danže nego duška. O, Father, 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 Father. Še brato. Iša kala kobre je vraka taja na koro kod dinja. Mali tu breke je vrato na koro kod ilike ba. E la coro con il cabratti avrò congegni e le quali te le dubro avrò gencio dopo tosca. Alla bratti fregata cionde. E le bravi d'ombra cati hanno coro cale tegni hanno coro con la gombrica della danza e le conosca. Jede gorotinio no cobra katka frangle ne konoshka da Amerika da kankatra. Kibli hitai maso de kabra kafranka abri de le konchakta. Kibla tokla mantumanaki. Mato kambara gada hashambre kada gondohesha kabri kada gande aveli dubra. Marriage, the marriage, you lift up the marriage. Makuru kupa filanye malodobri bradonye nikwa. Peheshato, peheshato, peheshato pangolo gubre. Isa manakaya alla cobre cafrade, mede cobra, bele cobra, mele cobra. Britannio, Britannio mica. Britannio mica mia mangola godoshka da brica de gadashka da brica de kanga braco da brica de gadanye ne qua. Ibera dusha tenye ne qua, ma lo cobre che le cambe le topre che bella dusha. Mesho duro ko papi lanyo mo koko lo bi pala todo lo ko papi da kanga la gadashka. Pele donya mia, pele donya mia fango. Pele donya mia fango, bele kobri hi bela tai. Es diuno no nombre, kere kobre brede de kaka, mala dobre, hafanya no kwa. Peske di kombra, peske di brakatashka donje. Ishato la kobri hibra ka, mako kalabani di anda, mako roko dobri. Ishi di kuhushai, mashka donje. Ishka dangara kadavri bale kobri kiri kanga la kadi da kanga. Ishi la kubiba. Ishana Matia Ma Majidanjo Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Listen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. It started with 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Statement. All things are continuing. All things are continuing as they were from the beginning. All things are continuing as they were from the beginning, and nothing's going to change, and nothing's going to change. While you, church, while you, church, saying, there is peace, there is peace and security. There is peace and security. Sudden distraction will come up.
Are you sure
on
distraction?
This,
spell that word.
D-E-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N.
Destruction.
Destruction. Sudden. Okay. Thank you, Miss Philly. Sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains. P-A-I-N-S, come upon a pregnant woman. Come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. And they will not escape. Okay, I read it again. All things are continuing as they were from the beginning, and nothing's going to change while you, church, saying there is peace and security. Sudden destruction will come upon them as the labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. That is the statement. Okay, another statement here. It is time to reveal. It is time to reveal. Many will run. Many will run to and knowledge will increase. It is time to reveal. Many will run to and knowledge will increase. The vision for it. The vision for it concerns the distant future. That's the statement. I'll read it again. It is time to reveal. Many will run to and knowledge will increase. The vision for it concerns the distant future.
All right. I'm surprised there's not a word fro, F-R-O, after run to.
The word what? Fro?
The word fro, F-R-O, because there's a scripture which says in Daniel, many will run to and fro and knowledge will increase.
Oh.
But you don't seem to have the word fro there.
Run to? No, there's no so. To and knowledge will increase. Yeah.
Okay.
Then the Lord gave us the book of Daniel 8:26. Daniel 8:26. Okay. Another statement. Quite long. Read like this. You are in the events and conditions. You are in the events and conditions that one day come to Frighten,
F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N. Fruition.
What is it?
Fruition.
Mm-hmm. Fruition. Okay, I'm going to write it in Arabic here.
Fruition.
Ooh. Okay. Come to fruition. The end times. Yeah, the end times. Oh, no, sorry, the end time. The end time speak. The end time speak about the future. The end time speak about the future. When you pray when you pray in that, with my friends and prophets, to know what will unfold during the last days. To know what will unfold during the last days that you are in. that you are in as believers, look to entertainments.
Spell that, please.
Okay. Entertainment.
Okay.
And current events. And current events. And clues. Current events and clues. Surrounding what's, with an S, what's to come, church. That is the statement. I'll read it again. I'll try better here. Thank you, Lord. You are in the events and conditions that one day come to fruition. The end time speak about the future. When you pray in that with my friends and prophets to know what will unfold during the last days, that you are in as believers, look to entertainment and current events and clues surrounding what's to come, church. Okay. Let's see here. Then the Lord gave us Matthew 24:6. Matthew 24:6. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Statement. So Matthew 24:6, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Next statement. Oh, this one is short. Well, praise the Lord. Read like this. Just understand that you have the faith. Yeah. Just understand that you have the faith. Know that it shall come in twinkling. It shall come in twinkling of an eye. Be ready. Just understand that you have the faith. Know that it shall come in a twinkling of an eye. Be ready. Okay. First Timothy 4:1. Yeah, that's all the scripture. Yeah, First Timothy 4:1. Next statement. So 1 Timothy 4:1 and another short statement here. You must also Oh, you must also specifically remember. You must also specifically remember my words in Matthew 24:36. Okay, I'll read it again. You must also specifically remember my words in Matthew 24:36. Okay, you got that, Miss Willie?
Yes.
Okay. Another statement here. You have a race to run. You have a race to run. I am not telling you. You have a race to run. I am not telling you to sign up. To sign up for a marathon. I'm not telling you to sign up for, yeah. You have a race to run. I am not telling you to sign up for a marathon. I am giving you a visual of your life. I am giving you a visual of your life and how you are to approach it, and how you are to approach it. Just like in a real race, you don't suit up, you don't suit up with extra and carry baggage. Yeah, you don't suit up with extra and carry baggage. Walk with me and keep your eyes on me, church. Walk with me and keep your eyes on me, church. Okay, I read it again. You have a race to run. I am not telling you to sign up for a marathon. I am giving you a visual of your life and how you are to approach it. Just like in real race, you don't suit up with extra and carry baggage. Walk with me and keep your eyes on me, church. It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Acts 17:28. Acts 17:17, verse 28. Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews 12:1. First Corinthians 9. 14. Elizabeth 24. There's like a line underneath the one. It's like an angle. Go with 1 Corinthians 9, 14. Or maybe 24. Just consider both. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, it looked like, yeah, I don't know. I can't really tell you if it's, yeah. I wish if
we'll know when
it.
We get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Also, when God's Spirit Yeah. Also, when God's Spirit is living and active in you. Also, when God's Spirit is living and active in you, you have the power, you have the power to overcome to overcome temptation. My Spirit gives you all self-discipline. My Spirit gives you all self-discipline. So get up, or get up in the morning when you rather sleep. So get up in the morning when you rather sleep. Okay, I'll read it again. Also, when God's Spirit is living and active in you, you have the power to overcome temptation. My Spirit gives you all self-discipline. So get up in the morning when you rather sleep. Okay. Praise the Lord. Scripture here, Proverbs 31:17. Proverbs 31:17. Oh, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. I believe he gives this last week. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Yeah, those are the scriptures. I did give you Proverbs 31:17, right? Yeah, Proverbs 31:17.
Yes, you did.
Okay, uh-huh. Philippians 4:13, 2 Timothy 1:7. I start thinking here. Praise the Lord. Okay, next statement. Look forward with confidence. Look forward with confidence for the days to come. For the days to come. And I will prepare you. And I will prepare you for the important things. I will prepare you for the important things. Be more confident. Be more confident. You know that you can do, you know that you can do whatever it is. You know that you can do whatever it is that God calls you to do. That God calls you to do. You must build, B-U-I-L-T, on...
It's probably the D, build.
Yeah, on a foundation of faith. Okay, I'll read it again. Look forward with confidence for the days to come. And I will prepare, I will prepare you for the important things. Be more confident. You know that you can do whatever it is that God calls you to do. You must build on a foundation of faith. Okay. Next statement, scriptures. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Matthew 17, 20. Hebrews 11:1. Didn't you just tell us that? Hebrews 11:1. No, that was 12:1. Okay. Interesting. Hebrews 11:1. Okay. Let's see here. Statement. Take bold action today. Yeah. Take bold action today. And do that in faith. Know that faith is foundation, motivation, and source of strength. Know that faith is the foundation, motivation, and source of strength. When things get tough for your nations, believing and accepting by faith what I has done for you. What I have done for you changes your life in instant time. In instant time. That's a statement. I'll read it again. I'll try to do better. Take bold action today and do that in faith. Know that faith is foundation, motivation, and source of strength. When things get tough for your nations, believing and accepting by faith what I have done for you changes your life in instant time. That is the statement. And then he gave us Ephesians 2:8-10. There's one verse I'm looking up. Ephesians 2. Verses 8 through 10. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
You're going to have to bear with me a little bit. My computer went off. I have to reboot it. But it won't take too long.
We are here. I'm sure it's different today. Praise the Lord.
Yes, today's very different.
Yeah.
The theme is definitely in things. Hallelujah.
Get up in the morning. When you rather see,
well, see, that is very indicative to me. We cannot think that everything has to do with us. For instance, there are a lot of people on this line who are early risers. My mother got up every morning at the crack of dawn. So this is telling you God's praying for someone. He has us praying for someone that's not us.
Yeah.
Because most of us get up in the morning when we're supposed to, but somebody doesn't that he's praying for. So that just lets us know that some of the things we can take personally, but some of the things are not for us. 2 Peter 3:3-4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers or mockers with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. Now, this is not a good thing, this first statement here, and I knew that when we heard it. Those are the scoffers who say this. All things are continuing as they were from the beginning, and nothing's going to change while you're saying there is peace and security. I think it goes like this, because this is not a good thing. To say this is not good. All things are continuing as they were from the beginning, and nothing's going to change. I think a period goes there.
Okay.
And then we start a new sentence. While your church saying there is peace and security, sudden destruction will come upon them. Not us, them. As labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. The people who are saying all things are continuing the same from the beginning. It is time to reveal. Many run to, and I'm surprised we didn't get the word fro here, F-R-O. Knowledge will increase. The vision for it concerns the distant future. Now, that's strange to me because he's talking about the near future, but probably also the distant future. But here's Daniel 8:26. Okay, I got it. I see now what he's saying. The vision of the evenings and mornings, which has been told, is true, but keep the vision secret, for it pertains to many days in the future. All right, when he talked to Daniel, he gave him a vision, and he told him it's for the distant future. But when he talks here today, he says it's time to reveal. The vision that Daniel has was for the distant future, but it's not the distant future anymore. It's time to reveal. Do you see that?
So what do you think, that the Lord is revealing to us my understanding?
Yeah, what Daniel saw as the distant future, it's time for God to reveal now. When Daniel saw the vision, it was for the distant future. But
I see.
Now he's revealing it. It's time to reveal. When Daniel saw the vision, it was for the distant future. But now it's time to reveal.
So is that the same scripture when talked about the book is sealed or something? I can't quote it all. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go over to Daniel 12. I think it's 12. Daniel 12:4. Daniel 12:4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Oh.
So it's kind of a revelation here. The whole thing is kind of a revelation.
It's right there, Michelle. You said knowledge will increase. Yeah.
I'm surprised the word fro is not there. You might have missed it, you know. I mean, you could have been writing fast and missed over that. Because
I put it above here on my
What I'm going to do is put fro in brackets. Because what he's telling us is that when Daniel saw this, the time of the end, it was for the distant future. But now it's time to reveal. And it's not right to say, whenever those folks are saying, it's the scoffers, nothing's changed, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. That's in 2 Peter. I'm surprised he didn't give us that part, because it's in 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3:3. I'm going to go there.
Can you give us 2 Peter 3:3?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's there.
It's
there. It's wrong to say that, because sudden destruction is going to come upon them, and it is time to reveal. You are in the events and conditions. We're in them right now. You are in the events and conditions that one day come to fruition. That means they bear fruit. They come to pass. The end times speak about the future. When you pray in that with my friends and prophets to know what will unfold during the last days that you are in as believers, look to entertainment and current events and truths surrounding what's to come, church. Now, I can understand everything except the word entertainment. I don't understand that. I see that we can look to current events and truths surrounding what's to come, church.
Yeah, entertainment is right there. It's a long word.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I know we can look to current events and truths. But I don't understand about the entertainment.
But don't be entertained with things happening. Look at the clues. I don't know.
I don't know. We don't have to understand everything.
No, that's why I need to prepare and meditate.
No, we don't have to. We don't even have to understand it. So here we see what's around us, what's happening. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. So we can certainly see that that's current events, and we can certainly know the wars right now. Can we look at them and we know that it is the last days? All right. He told us the end times speak about the future. When you pray in that, the end times, with my friends and prophets, to know what will unfold during the last days that you're in as believers.
Yeah.
Now, we can look to current events and truths surrounding what's to come, church, but I don't understand the current events part. And then he gives us some things that are coming. I don't understand the entertainment part. Here he is giving us...
You will.
We will. We don't have to understand everything.
Yeah.
So he gave us some things that are coming to pass, wars and rumors of wars. Now he's going to give us 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Understand this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. Just understand that you have the faith. Know that it shall come in a twinkling of an eye. Be ready.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 4:1. But the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
Whoa.
Or seducing spirits. Chip's been preaching a wonderful series on deception is the enemy's only weapon. Don't be deceived. You must also specifically remember my words in Matthew 24:36.
Yeah.
But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. That's interesting. When he just now gave us that scripture that says it will be in a twinkling of an eye. I mean, he just said it'll be in a twinkling of an eye. You have a race to run. I'm not telling you to sign up for a marathon. A marathon is a long race. I think the first marathon was 26 miles. So he's telling us it's not going to be a long race.
Mm.
It's going to be short. You have a race to run. I am not telling you to sign up for a marathon. I am giving you a visual of your life and how you are to approach it. Just like in a real race, you don't suit up with extra and carry baggage. Walk with me and keep your eyes on me, church. That's self-explanatory. Acts 17:28. In him we live and move and have our being.
That's it.
Even as some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance or every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Mm.
That means, you know, the cloud of witnesses is watching, we're in a race. Lay down all the heavy weights or the things that you're dragging along and keep your eyes on Jesus. Fixing, the next verse says, fixing your eyes on Jesus. So you run your race and you don't go encumbered with a lot of other things. 1 Corinthians 9:14. In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. All right, that's 14. Let's take a look at 24. Yeah, it should be 24.
Oh, okay.
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. It's definitely
24. Okay. Yeah, it's not clear right here. I could see the two now, more than one, yeah. That's why I mentioned it. Yeah,
I'm glad you did. Also, when God's Spirit is living and active in you, you have the power to overcome temptation. My Spirit gives you all self-discipline. So get up in the morning when you'd rather sleep.
Proverbs 31:17. All of us should have temptation, overcome temptation, but we're praying particularly about someone, and he's helping them through our prayers. Proverbs 31:17. Proverbs 31:17. Speaking of this woman, she girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him or through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, it could be get up in the morning when you'd rather sleep. Sometimes people who are in depression, they just rather stay in bed. It could be we're praying for some people in depression. I don't know. Look forward with confidence for the days to come. And I will prepare you for the important things. Be more confident. You know that you can do whatever it is that God calls you to do. You must build on a foundation of faith. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing and nothing will be impossible to you. Hebrews 11:1, definitely talking to us about faith.
Yeah.
You know, folks, the Bible says faith pleases God. Now, faith is the substance or assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, God didn't give us this verse, but I think we should consider it. It's Hebrews 1:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. All right. Where are we here?
That was Hebrew.
Oh, yeah, I got it here. The bold action today, bold action today and do that in faith. Know that faith is a foundation, motivation, and source of strength when things get tough for your nations. Believing and accepting by faith what I have done for you changes your life in instant time. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not
a result of works, so that no man may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. You see what he just now said? Where did he say that? I have prepared for you the important things. Be more confident. He's prepared these good works that we should walk in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Trust in me. Hallelujah. We trust in the Lord.
We trust in the Lord. Thank you, Vince.
And I'm going to be seeing you at noon at Prayer Mountain. And I have to get ready now. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.